I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you need a car and a driver to take you from point A to point B, you can flag a taxi cab, or in many places, if you've got a smartphone, you can grab Uber. For the uninitiated, that's an app from a San Francisco-based company that connects you with a private car and driver who sign up to take you where you need to go. Uber is not universally loved. Let's say that. Cab drivers around the world have a big problem with the company, and today cabbies from Berlin to London protested against apps like Uber by blocking some main roadways. The cabbies are upset that Uber drivers are not subject to the same regulations that govern licensed taxis. Lewis Norton is a cabbie in London and is branch secretary for the RMT Transport Union there. He spoke to me earlier from a protest in Trafalgar Square, where scores of London's iconic black taxis block traffic.
There's that zero movement of traffic in solid black cabs, as far as the eye can see, from the Trafalgar Square down to Big Ben at the moment.
So what are the reasons for this protest?
The reason for this protest is that Transport for London, our licensing body, refused to enforce the law, specifically the 1998 London Private Hire Vehicles Act, which Uber, Circumvent, are in direct contravention of.
And you believe that Uber, this online transportation service, is violating that law?
It's absolutely violating. They use a device to replicate the taxi meter, which is forbidden in the 1998 Private Hire Vehicles Act. And the only vehicle that should have any sort of device that calculates fares and distance elapsed should be a taxi, a licensed London taxi.
Don't the black cabs, the classic black cabs like the ones you drive, Mr. Norton, aren't they kind of essentially a monopoly? And don't you see Uber as trying to break that monopoly?
Well, I completely disagree with that. The black cab is not a monopoly, it's not a private company. The black cab is essentially public transport along with the tube and the buses. What Uber do, Uber are a private company. Uber, in essential, could have a monopoly in the future because they are a very strong, strongly funded organisation. They eventually... They operate in the free market. The black cabs do not. Black cabs form part of public transport. And what it is that our rights to fly for hire, given the knowledge of London, the rights that we earn are basically being circumvented and given to someone who could essentially have an application and drive.
Now, you just referred to the knowledge of London. That's actually a very key part of driving a taxi in London. That's part of the test. Explain what the knowledge is.
The knowledge of London requires candidates who wish to become taxi drivers to learn over 320 runs, which encompasses 25,000 points of interest and over 5,000 streets. Now, until someone's completed that test, they're not obliged or not allowed to drive a licensed taxi.
Right. I mean, that's fair, it seems. I mean, you have to know these streets. But these days with GPS, do you really need to know the streets?
Well, yeah, I believe GPS is still not as efficient as the human brain. But what also the knowledge is, it's not just essentially about learning roads. It's about determining whether the driver is of good, fit and proper character. Because the nature of the black taxi can be publicly hired, that means any person, any individual from any background can hire me publicly on the street, and I'm obliged to take them within 6 miles radius of Charing Cross. People know that we are a safe, essential service to get them from A to B.
I mean, you're suggesting that there are some rigors to becoming a taxi driver in the black cab business in London, but I hear a lot of people who get into the black cab business driving those classic black cabs. It's basically a white men's club, first of all, say a lot of the critics. Do you agree that it is a tough business to enter?
Unequivocally, no. It's not a white man's club. That is a very, if I'll be honest with you, that's a very age-old, maybe 30-year-old stereotype that they adhere to. Now, the thing is, the black cab, the knowledge of London is open to anyone, man, woman, black, white. Now, it's a fair system. If you want to put your time in for 3 years to learn it, you can become a licensed taxi.
And considering how chock-a-block it is down there by Whitehall with all those black cabs, how are you going to get out of there? You're not going to be able to get out of there till midnight.
I'll be honest with you, the Metropolitan Police are very efficient when they want to clear, And this is the issue, an absolute irony. We're here today protesting about the law not being upheld, yet when the Metropolitan Police and Transport for London want to uphold the law to obviously quash any of our democratic right to protest, to be sure they will definitely clear this protest within about 20 minutes.
London black cab driver Lewis Norton, who is also the branch secretary for the Labour Union in London with transportation workers. Thank you very much, Lewis.
Thank you very much.
You can see photos of the protesting cab drivers in London and throughout Europe at PRI.org.